when the grid goes dark? What government agencies must know about infrastructure cyber risk hook? What if the next major cyber attack on a government agency doesn't start with a phishing email? It starts with a heat wave? If you work in or with government, the threat landscape just got a whole lot more complicated. And most agencies aren't ready for what's actually coming. Context. Right now, three forces are colliding at once. Climate-driven power failures, deliberate physical attacks on energy infrastructure, and AI-powered cyber threats evolving faster than most response plans can handle. This week, incidents in Malta, Johannesburg, and corporate earnings calls in India are all telling the same urgent story. For government agencies and their partners, treating these as separate problems isn't just outdated thinking. It's a liability. First, climate instability is now a cybersecurity crisis. Malta's Hotels and Restaurants Association just called for a national climate resilience plan after repeated heatwave-driven power cuts. Here's why that matters to U.S. agencies. Power instability forces emergency failovers, stresses backup systems, and creates windows, sometimes just minutes, where monitoring tools go dark and authentication lags. That's when adversaries move. Climate resilience and cyber resilience are officially the same conversation. Second, physical infrastructure attacks are a direct cyber gateway. City Power in Johannesburg recorded 19 security incidents in a single weekend, July 17 through 20, including 8 confirmed cable theft cases. That's not just a financial hit. Physical breaches of energy infrastructure disrupt operational technology environments that increasingly connect to agency IT networks. A cable cutter in Johannesburg and a foreign state threat actor are running the same disruption playbook. Your physical and cyber postures must be evaluated together, not in separate meetings. Third, AI is multiplying both the threat and the defense. IndiaMART's CEO disclosed on their Q1FY 2027 earnings call that AI performs content aggregation and audit tasks 10 times better and 10 times faster than human operations. That same multiplier applies to adversaries running automated reconnaissance and phishing at scale, and to defenders using AI for anomaly detection and threat hunting. Agencies not deploying AI-assisted security operations right now are already behind. The takeaway. Before your next security review, pull your team together and ask one question. Are we evaluating physical infrastructure risk and cyber risk in the same room? If the answer is no, that's your gap. Ejura Global builds partnerships with government-facing organizations before the crisis hits, because as they put it, that's the only way trust actually holds under pressure. Start that conversation today. CTA. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want AI-generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.